Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Now, you know, obviously the show is very highbrow and we tend to talk about all things that are going on in the world, including the state of our political system here in Ireland.
Of course.
And it's been a very exciting week in the world of politics in Ireland, full of shock and change and sudden...
A lot of people come to us for the updates.
You think when I want political news and hard-hitting journalism, Spin.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly where I need
the
to
men and women on the ground.
Well, after Doja Cat.
I want to hear Doja Cat and politics.
So obviously last week, Leo Varadkar stepped down as Taoiseach and head of Fine Gael, and naturally straight away there was like a media storm about this. What's the story? Is there a scandal? Doesn't seem to be. Just seems like Leo's I'm done.
He's finito, isn't he?
See you later. And sure, who's next to step up? Only Simon Harris.
Yeah, and Simon.
Confirmed last night that he will be the next Taoiseach, and I think that will be officially planted after the Easter break, the Dáil's Easter break.
I think my favourite Simon Harris moment has got to be when he said that this is COVID-19, meaning we've had 18 more of them before COVID-19.
That was one of his best moments.
That was a good moment.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, I won't even get into what I think. Grant, right? That's not the point of the story, because obviously you are listening to Spin. So last week, when this all happened and the talk was that Simon was probably going to be, you know, our next Taoiseach, my housemate Emer said to me, Jesus, sitting in the kitchen like making a cup of tea, isn't it so funny that the next Taoiseach of the country follows you on Instagram?
What?
What you mean? Wait, does Simon Harris follow you on Instagram?
Yes, he does.
What?
No, he doesn't. I need to check this immediately.
Oh, God.
Simon Harris is on Instagram.
Yeah, that's also a huge revelation.
Simon Harris TD following 443 people. Emma Nolan!
400!
He has 172,000 followers. He follows 443 people, and one of them is Emma Nolan.
Funny.
What in God's name have you been doing with Simon Harris?
Absolutely nada. I remember years ago when the follow came through one night, I was like, that's got to be a dud. And then I checked my Twitter and he followed me on Twitter as well.
Oh my God.
Wait, when was this?
A few years ago, maybe he used
to. During COVID, like, was it when he was like top dog?
Yeah.
What the hell?
My only guess is maybe he heard my radio show one day when he was isolating or something. I don't know. However, we need to use this to our benefit, all right?
100%.
We're talking about the next leader of the country looking at me Instagram stories.
You want to hit a friend in him now.
We've got an in now in the gov.
This is a big deal, right? So, I would like to create and get your head out of the bin a Simon Harris thirst trap.
Just pop in your store. Anyone else hate Sinn Féin?
Yeah.
No, what I'm...
Give me straight on.
Vote yes or vote no.
No, what I'm saying is, right, if I could actually have... I'd have this straight on my LinkedIn. Well, I got a DM from the Taoiseach, from the leader of
That's
Ireland.
That's great.
My aim now is to get a DM from Simon Harris.
Okay.
But I need a thirst trap to get him in. So I need your suggestions on this morning. What would make... Simon Harris, say if it's an Instagram story and he goes, oh, well, I must reply to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So when you say thirst trap, obviously famously a thirst trap is something to get people to reply to
like
them.
But
it's usually a sexy pic.
Absolutely not a sexy pic.
So you're not thinking of like a Fine Gael bikini?
I'm definitely not thinking
that's not the vibe, no?
Oh, the fire emoji.
We could have one made up very simple, I'd say.
Okay, I propose we start this today and we say we have to get a DM from Simon Harris by the end of the week. And if by Thursday nothing comes through, we launch the bikini.
Yes.
We absolutely will not do that. But I want your suggestions, okay? And again, head out of the bin when I'm talking thirst trap. What is the Simon Harris thirst trap that will get a DM for not just me, but for the show and the city? By Thursday.
Okay, so we want basically a DM from Simon Harris for anything. So you need to put something up on your story that you think Simon Harris will respond to.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, right, I'm loving this.
Oh, my brain is going. This is exciting.
087-711-103. Get your voice notes in too, please. All right, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin this morning. I just told you something that has shocked the room, which is quite funny. Naturally, in case you've been not following, it looks like our new Taoiseach will be Simon Harris, okay? Leo stepped down last week. Simon's in, confirmed last night, official, like, in the role after the Easter break. And I was just saying to my housemate the other day, we were making a cup of tea, and she said, isn't it so funny that the next Taoiseach of the country, like, leader follows you on Instagram? And I was like, that is so funny. And
this is so mental.
Dave and Aisling were shocked by this news. But now that I'm in this position, maybe he'll do a big cleanup and, like, unfollow loads of people when he's fully in the role.
Yeah, there's a risk.
So this is my opportunity this week before the Easter break wraps up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
To try and get a DM from the Taoiseach. Like, that is a pretty big deal. And
oh, yeah,
something
that'd be going
that
straight
will probably
on my LinkedIn.
Never happen again in my lifetime. So, yeah. We're trying to create on the show a Simon Harris thirst trap. So, essentially, if you follow me on Instagram, maybe you don't, that's absolutely fine. But if you do and you see some wacky stuff on my Instagram story across this week, these will be thirst traps designed to try and get a reply from the Taoiseach Simon Harris.
Yeah.
Ruthless plug, it's Emma Nolan, _. I've no idea what you guys are going to make me put my Instagram story, but it'll be worth it when we get a DM.
I don't know how he found you with the _.
Well, that's true.
Above anything.
I was saying that we'd do like a kind of, I think the best thirst trap would be a Fine Gael bikini pic.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So we'll do that if we haven't got, we'll do that by the end of the week if we haven't got a reply from
him.
This is a week long crusade we have decided, okay? And we've got a few ideas for what we could post on the Insta.
Right, let's go.
Okay, so my first thought was, if you just put up, it could be a black image, right, black colour, and just have a writing on it. Looking to host the biggest game of Simon Says in Dublin. Does anyone want to host?
Brilliant.
There'll be loads of young people.
Very.
Impressionable young people looking to know who they'd vote for. You know
Amazing.
What I mean? So
Very
Simon
good.
Says game, who wants to host?
That's a really good idea. I
love it. Okay. I know Simon is from Greystones. I googled that. So you could just put up a simple, anyone ever been to the happy pair in Greystones? Would you recommend? I think that might get him in.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing I was thinking of was a question box. Like we just said that he did famously say, and it was my favourite thing that Simon Harris ever said, was that he thought COVID-19 was called COVID-19 because there had been 18 of them in the past.
A classic Simon Harris
and not
moment.
Because it came about in 2019.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought a fun question box would be, did anyone have any like misinterpretations of COVID-19? Laughy face emoji, question box, and hopefully you'll get something there.
Yeah, okay.
This is kind of random, but it could be just like, I'm so quirky and random. Monday's thoughts. Wonder what the vending machine is like in Leinster House. Anyone know? I think he might come in with that.
That's a great one,
yeah.
Aisling.
Yeah.
One more I thought of was, how do you spell Taoiseach? And if you just put like T-E-E and then
shock.
Yeah. How do you spell Taoiseach? You will get a lot of responses from a lot of other people.
I love that.
But I'm hoping one of them will be Simon Harris. And I think that'd be amazing.
Elaine just jumped in. Simon loves a good step challenge apparently on his Instagram.
Oh.
So interesting.
Count your steps. And I love counting my steps. So maybe I could talk more about that.
Yeah,
that's good. Okay. My last one's kind of in the vein of Dave. I think you need to come on a video and just say, okay, guys, let's settle it once and for all. Is it pronounced Fine Gael or Fine Gael? Does anybody know? I think he would
on
that.
All right, I think we need to make a decision, and I need to get this online shortly because you're only giving me a few days.
All right,
days.
You pick.
Oh, Jesus.
What's first?
Simon Says.
I think I want to go Simon Says. Yeah. So just black screen
writing. And looking to host, have the biggest game of Simon Says in Dublin.
Yeah.
Anyone want to host?
And I think as well it would be really funny because a lot of people say, some people wouldn't find that mad. They'd be like, oh sure, that's just probably something
for spin.
You know what I mean? Okay, cool. I will get posting that before 10 o'clock this morning and I will update you across the week if I manage to get a DM from the Taoiseach.
Come on, Simon.
It's a very big
Come
show.
Through.
My God.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.